May all beings be happy. May all beings be healthy. May all beings be free from harm. May all beings love life. May all beings awaken. Welcome to another Cuke Audio Podcast. I'm DC Buba of Cuke Audio and Cuke Archives, coming to you from Sleepy Sanur with Dogga, Bandita, Feline Cuchita, and dear lovely Katrinka. Today, we will have the epilogue and the back matter for Crooked Cucumber, the Life and Zen Teaching of Shunryu Suzuki. And that will conclude this reading of Crooked Cucumber. And then, I guess I'll be making it into an audio book, and I'll move on to other things. We'll see. I plan to start reading draft chapters from Tassajara stories and see if that'll help me develop it and make it into a book. I've mentioned that many times, reading this stuff. God, I've written stuff for it periodically through the years since I've been here in Bali. Maybe starting 5-6 years ago. But keep having so many Cuke Archives-related projects that would take me away from it. But no matter. We'll just see how that goes. And I'll keep doing mini podcasts and phone chats and reading from people who are with us no more or who don't want to do a podcast, but, are happy to let us read from their interviews or about them or whatever. So there is an endless amount of material. Listen, I hope that you and yours are safe and healthy and free from economic difficulties and able to get out and do whatever you want within the confines of the universal precept of do as little harm as possible. So after the bell, we'll have a pause to meditate. So when you hear the bell, hit pause and meditate, or don't meditate, or whatever you call it or want to do for as long as you wish, or not. And when you're through or not through, hit pause or don't hit pause. And we'll hit the bell to end meditation. And then we'll all be here together and we'll go into this final reading for Crooked Cucumber. Crooked Cucumber, the Life and Zen Teaching of Shunryu Suzuki. Epilogue. Student: Roshi, what are you doing here? Suzuki: Nothing special. December 4th, 1998. In the 27 years since Shunryu Suzuki died, his students and their students have continued the teaching and practice that he brought to America, and his influence has spread in numerous ways. Zen Buddhism is now an established part of American culture. I can buy a zafu at a local store. There's a quote from Zen Mind Beginner's Mind on a carton of soy milk in my refrigerator. Suzuki's legacy can be found in sitting groups, in the homes of Zen practitioners with little or no connection to any group, and in the non-absolutist, open-minded approach of many Westerners who don't even consider themselves Buddhists. His photo is on altars and bureaus all over America, but there is no cult of Shunryu Suzuki. Rather, there is gratitude to this man who added some important threads to the emerging culture, a way of living with humility and dignity in this transient world, with tolerance for imperfection. He didn't particularly want to be remembered, but the seeds of practice that he planted have taken root and keep encouraging us to find out who we are. Suzuki Roshi wanted to start a Buddhist farm, and the year after he died, the San Francisco Zen Center acquired one just north of San Francisco. One day in April of 1995, I sat in the gatehouse of Green Gulch Farm in Marin County with Taizan Maizumi Roshi, founder of the Los Altos Zen Center. Maizumi didn't tell me any anecdotes or stories about Suzuki, and he resisted historical analysis. What he did say, though, stuck with me. Nobody can tell you about the past, Maizumi said. What's important is not what happened or didn't happen back then. What's important is what we have here now, this wonderful farm with the big barn zendo and the conference center where we're all meeting, so many people coming here for lecture and zazen. There's Page Street in the city in Tassajara, so many people sitting zazen all over America, even Europe. When he came, there was none of this. Many priests came before him, even before this century. All kinds of priests in the Zen tradition came to America. We don't really know why, but until he came, no one started anything that lasted. After him, so much happened. That's what I most appreciate. In the spring of 1972, Mitsu Suzuki went to Tassajara for her husband's ashes ceremony. She wore his zoris because he had said he wanted to go back there one more time. Having decided not to return to Japan, quote, until the tears of his students have dried, she stayed, living in the city center, writing haiku and teaching tea ceremony for 22 more years. In the fall of 1993, she returned to live with her daughter in Shizuoka City, not far from Rinso Inn. Shunryu Suzuki is not widely known in Japan or regarded as an important teacher by the Soto school, but he is well remembered and loved by members of the High Grass Mountain group, a few of whom still keep in touch and sometimes visit Hoitsu Suzuki at Rinsoin. The young men in the group eventually became carpenters, farmers, artists, bureaucrats, politicians, businessmen, and a publisher. Some have passed away. Most are now retired. One of them, Suetsune-san, visited the San Francisco Zen Center while Shunryu Suzuki was still alive. These men were not monks, but were the students whom Suzuki remembered most dearly in Japan, especially for the bond they shared during the ordeal of wartime. Shigeo Kozuki, head of the printing section of the Ministry of Finance, published an article in 1974 in Japan's principal financial newspaper, the Nikkei. The article was named Kokoro no Furusato, literally, Heart's Hometown. It read in part, "There was a man who went to San Francisco to open the minds of young Americans, to create a home for their hearts. In America, he sat in silence and acted in a natural way that imparted the importance of everyday life. Our Hojo-san was this person. Rinsoin at High Grass Mountain with its lovely camellias was the home of our hearts. There we used to do zazen with him and hear the enchanting sound of young Hojo-san's voice reciting the sutras. He did not preach or tell us what to do, for he was a person of action and living. At the time of great confusion during the war, a silvery light from Hojo-san caught the hearts of the young. He couldn't be satisfied just taking care of the danka of his temple, and so he went to America. After her husband's death, Mitsu Suzuki wrote to Yasumasa Amada, who sent out her letter with one of his own to the members of the group. Amada said farewell for everyone. "What we would like to say to you, Shunryu-san, is you were our teacher, our big brother, our friend. You taught us human nature, and you taught us compassion. With deepest respect, we say to you, well done, Hojo-san, well done." Crooked Cucumber, The Life and Zen Teaching of Shunryu Suzuki. Back Matter. Notes on the text and pronunciation. For years, I inquired about the Japanese term for crooked cucumber, imagining the full-sized fruit, as suggested in the introduction of the original book, and finding only the literal Magatta Kuri. After the book came out, Hoitsu Suzuki said he remembered that in his youth he had heard old people, though not his father, use another term, Hebokuri, signifying the tiny, runny, useless, weird, bent cucumber at the coiling tip of the vine, the vine, as is represented in the typographical ornament used in this book. That may well be it. The quotes at the beginning of sections and all unascribed quotes are from Shunyu Suzuki and are not chronologically exact. Quotes have been edited without indication of omission or additions. Macrons, long marks over extended vowels in Japanese and Sanskrit words, are not used here except in the glossary. In a few cases, the vowel is doubled to indicate pronunciation. For notes on the text, interviews, lists of characters, maps, and other material, see www.cuke.com. Approximate Japanese pronunciation, ah, is similar to the ah in father. I is similar to the ea in eat, eat. U is similar to the oo in look, E is similar to the e in egg. O is similar to the o in go, said quickly. From An Introduction to Modern Japanese by Osamu and Nobuko Mizutani, Japan Times Limited, 1997. Sumi-circle on previous page was drawn by Shunyu Suzuki. Acknowledgements. This book is the result of the kind, attentive, and considerable contributions of many people over the past 5.5 years. First, I extend my most sincere gratitude to the family of Shunyu Suzuki for their total support and for giving of their time so generously whenever they were asked. Endless thanks to Mitsu Suzuki for numerous interviews with me and others and for personally asking people to help me. To Hoitsu and Chitose Suzuki for being gracious hosts at Rinso Inn in Yaizu, and to Hoitsu Suzuki for arranging interviews and continually helping me in many ways. To Yasuko Suzuki Oishi, Tatsu-san, and Aiko Suzuki Uchiyama, and in San Francisco to Otohiro and Mitsuyo Suzuki. I would particularly like to thank my wife, Elin Chadwick, for her unfailing support, long hours of work through the years, and excellent advice. Michael Katz, my agent and friend, who has guided me through this project with utmost patience and skill. Michael Wenger and Bill Redican of the San Francisco Zen Center for all they have done to make this book possible. Bill Schwab for years of help with photography and photos in America and Japan. Liz Twomey for years of transcribing, and Fred Harriman for so much of his time, skill with Japanese language, and knowledge of Japanese culture and history. I am also deeply indebted to the following people for all they have done and apologize that there is not space to adequately give them the credit and praise that they deserve. To all of you, and to some whom I have surely neglected, I offer 9 bows. For extensive help with editing, Elin Chadwick, Michael Katz, Jisho Carrie Warner, Linda Hess, Holly Hammond, Bill Redican, Carol Williams, and Charlie Conrad of Broadway Books. For other editing corrections and suggestions upon reading the manuscript or parts of it, Richard Baker, especially for his work on editing Suzuki quotes. Ed Brown, Ananda Dahlenberg, Arthur Dyckman, Mike Dixon, Della Gertz, Daya Goldschlag, Janet Goldstein, Bob Halpern, Silas Hoadley, Kazemitsu Kato, Bill Lane, Tygan Dan Layton, Gwyn Chatterton Ogara, Koshin Ogui, Graham Petchy, Pauline Petchy, Louise Pryor, Yvonne Rand, Lou Richmond, Angie Runyon, Peter and Jane Schneider, Albert Mickey Stunkert, John Tarrant, Steve Tipton, Betty Warren, Mel Weitzman, Dan Welsh, Michael Wenger, Philip Wilson, and Marion Derby Mountain Wisberg. To Yuki Ishimatsu, Librarian for Japanese Reference Services at UC Berkeley, for frequent assistance, Kirk Rhodes for all the help in Yaizu, Harry Ransom Rose for generously answering so many questions about his adoptive mother, Nona Ransom, Graham Petchy, Hideko Petchy, Mark Petchy, and Pauline Petchy for all sorts of help, Toshikazu Yasui for Japanese weather reports and details on Shoganji, and Elsie Mitchell for letters and more, for scholarly information and suggestions, Carl Bielfeldt, Jeff Broadbent, Angelica Sedgich, Rick Fields, Richard Jaffe, Kazemitsu Kato, Tygan Dan Layton, Shohaku Okamura, and Taiken Yokoyama of the Soto Zen Education Center in North America, Peter Schneider, Frank Joseph Schulman, Kazuaki Tanahashi, Philip Yampolsky, and Brian Victoria, who commented on the sections about Shunryu Suzuki and Japan's militaristic period, and with thanks for his skeptical tolerance of my unscholarly narrative method. For translation of interviews, Carl and Fumiko Bielfeldt for simultaneous translation on tape, and Fred Harriman for a written translation of the Schneider interviews and of his own. Kyoko Furuhashi for transcribing her own interviews and to her, and Shizuko Takatsuka for translating my Japan interviews of 1993, and Kaz Tanahashi's interviews with Mitsu Suzuki, Takeo Harriman, and Hideko Petchy for additional translation assistance. For transcribing, Liz Twomey, Jose Escobar, Layla Bockhorst, Bill Redican, Gary Brandt, and in years past, Brian Fikes, Catherine Thanis, Barry Eisenberg, Tom Kabarga, and others. For work on or assistance with audio tapes of Shunryu Suzuki lectures and various interviews, Mark Watts, Bill Redican, Jim Wheeler, Peter Schneider, Michael Katz, Tony Johnson, Mike Dixon, Emma Bragdon, Michael Wenger, Howard Hammerman, Dan Gurley, Stan Jacox, and Kenji Muro. For photos, Bill Schwab for his and Raymond Rimmer's copy photos of archival photos. Pat McFarland for the front cover photo. Tim Buckley for the back cover photo. Robert Schilling for the author photo, for providing historical photos of Shunryu Suzuki's Japan years, Hoitsu and Otohiro Suzuki, and Harry Ransom Rose, for the American years, San Francisco Zen Center, Crestone Mountain Zen Center, Sokoji Soto Zen Mission of San Francisco, Katrina Boney, Della Gertz, Pauline Pecci, Peter Schneider, and Dan Welsh. For other photo help, Richard Baker, Rosalie Curtis, Christine Lenher, Iki Nambara, Susan O'Connell, Bill Redican, Russell Smith, Jeannie Stern, Maya Susan Winder, Michael Wenger. Special thanks to Robert Boney. Every effort was made to identify photographers of photo inserts. Thanks to those not identified. For design of the book, David Boulin. For the dingbat, Francis Thompson. The dingbat's the little curlicue vine. Other graphics help, Mark Wiley and the folks at Sprint Copy Center in Sebastopol. For various types of assistance or suggestions, Gil Fronsdale, Jane Hirschfield, Shozen Hosokawa, Dan Kaplan, Michelle Lesure, Paul Maxwell, Misha Merrill, June Mink, Iki Nambara, Brian Power, Diane Renshaw, Laurie Schley, Akemi Shinomiya, Steve Snyder, Shigematsu Soiku, Reiko Takahashi, Steve Tipton, Brian Unger, Betty Warren, Dan Welsh, Celeste West of the San Francisco Zen Center Library, Daphne Woodall, and Shin Yoshifuku. From Broadway Books, Rebecca Holland, Roberto De Kumtich, Ted Sammons, and Rebecca Cole. For Finding Errata, Donald Allen, Bernd Binder, Adele Chadwick, lots of it, Bob Halpern, Richard Jaffe, Rick Levine, lots, Andrew Main, Fran Miller, Jim Morton, David Padua, Britton Pyland, Bill Redican, Neil Rubenking, Victor Sergeyev, Albert Mickey Stunkard, Liz Twomey, J.J. Wilson. Sources. My own memories of Shinryu Suzuki's lectures and conversations with him and his other students, family, and acquaintances through the years are essential sources for this book. In addition, I have studied all the surviving transcripts of Suzuki's lectures, almost 300, including Marion Derby's original transcript of 21 lectures, which led to Zen Mind, Beginner's Mind. Book and tapes, which I did not use as a source for quotes, though I reread and listened to them several times. I found other useful materials in the archives and library of the San Francisco Zen Center, such as board notes, letters, and brochures. Most useful were the interviews. Peter Schneider's with Shunryu Suzuki in 1969 in English, and others with Suzuki's oldest students in that year, and the interviews done by Peter and Jane Schneider and Carl and Fumiko Bielfeldt in 1971 and 72 in San Francisco and in Yaizu, Japan, with the Suzuki family, Genichi Amano and Kojun Noiri. Fred Ehrman's interviews in Japan in 1995 with Hoitsu Suzuki, Taro Kato, Tsunakato, and Kam Kimpara. Kyoko Furuhashi's interviews with Hoitsu Suzuki and Masaji Yamada in 1993. Kazuaki Tanahashi's interviews with Mitsu Suzuki and other interviews and records of people's own memories in Windbell and the San Francisco Zen Center's archives and other publications. Aside from the family of Shunryu Suzuki, those whom I interviewed in Japan were Shoko and Noriko Okamoto of Zonin, Kondo and Tomoko Sugiyama of Zuioji, Seison Suzuki Jr., Kumataro and Mrs. Yamada, Masaji Yamada, Shunko Yamaguchi, Masao Yamamura, Kinichi Sugizaki, Take Yuzo of Shoganji, Ryuho Yamada, and Sadayoshi Asaoka, Yasumasa Amada, and Yasuo Suetsune of the Takakusa Yamakai, the High Grass Mountain Group. In the course of writing this book, I interviewed and informally talked to about 150 people in America, some of them a number of times for many hours and some of them for a few minutes. The following list includes the names of those people and an equal number who wrote to me, those who had memories printed in Windbell and the Chronicles of Haiku Zendo, and those whose stories from before this project I recalled, those whom I have heard speaking at meetings, those whose letters are collected in the San Francisco Zen Center archives, and those whose memories of Shunryu Suzuki came to my attention through someone else. A few of them never met Suzuki, but relayed secondhand information on him or background information. Mark Abrams, Robert Aitken, Mark Alexander, Paul Alexander, Donald Allen, Jonathan Altman, Peg Anderson, Reb Anderson, Rusa Chu Anderson, Frank Anderton, Antoinette Artino, Tony Artino, Tim Aston, Art Atkinson, John Bales, Peter Bailey, Richard Baker, Virginia Baker, Marty Ballin, David Barrow, Joshua Bear, Anna Beck, Bob Beck, Lucy Bennett, Bill Benz, Ken Berman, Lena Berman, Craig Boyan, Emma Bragdon, Jeff Broadbent, Annapurna Brofman, Georgianne Coffey, Ed Brown, Tim Buckley, Joanna Bull, Sterling Bunnell, Tim Burkett, Susan Burns, Katie Butler, Del Carlson, Adele Chadwick, Susan Chadwick, Kobuncino, Milton Clapp III, Darlene Cohen, Don Collins, Bill Kolvig, Kathy Cook, Peter Coyote, Linda Ruth Cutts, Arthur Dahl, Ananda Dahlenberg, Dave Davenport, Gertrude Davenport, Kent Davis, Don D'Angelo, Donnie Crockin, Lee DeBarros, Arthur Dykman, Etta Dykman, Jean DeSchmidt, Peter DeJesu, Lorraine Diodone, Paul Disco, Ruthie Disco, Mike Dixon, Pam Dixon, Trudy Dixon, Isan Tommy Dorsey, Margot Patterson Doss, Jane Dunaway, Jack Elias, Rick Fields, Jacob Fishman, Stephanie Flagg, Tim Ford, June French, Mark Frisch, Robert Front, Reuven Ben-Human, Jerry Fuller, Charles Gilman, Allen Ginsberg, Della Gertz, Herb Gold, Jack Goldberg, Diane Goldschlag, Eva Goldscheid, Richard Gomez, Edmund Gordillo, Robert Halpern, Jerry Halpern, Gladys Halpern, Larry Hansen, Lou Harrison, Trudy Hartman, Blanche Hartman, Lou Hartman, Mitzi Hartman, Dave Hazelwood, Roy Henning, Pat Harrisoff, Harriet Heistand, Barbara Heistand, Silas Hoadley, Ned Hoke, Nils Holm, Irene Horowitz, Liz Horowitz, Tony Johansson, Molly Jones, Barbara Kaiser, Dahlia Kamazar, Jack Kamazar, Dining Katagiri, Tomoe Katagiri, Kazemitsu Kato, Les K, Mary K, Fran Keller, Durand Kiefer, Fred Kimball, Richard King, Taiji Kiyokawa, Alan Klein, Howard Klein, Arnie Kotler, Margaret Kress, Rowena Pate Kreider, Bill Kwong, Lara Kwong, Joanne Kiger, Mio Dennis Leahy, Louis Lancaster, Bill Lane, Paul Lee, Rick Levine, Mark Lewis, Yvonne Lewis, Jim Lewison, Jed Lindy, Maria Lindy, Margot Locke, Juan Lopez, Dot Luz, Costa Rican, David Lueck, Deborah Madison, Tyson Mizumi, Andrew Main, Alan Marlowe, Barry Mason, Tony Johansson McCarty, Willard McCarty, Pat McFarlane, Grace McLeod, Chris Miller, Elsie Mitchell, Russ Mitchell, Reb Monaco, Daigyo Moriyama, Carolyn Morton, Jim Morton, Rick Morton, Kenji Muro, Michael Murphy, Toshiaka Nakahara, John Nelson, Koshin Ogui, Phil Olson, Ann Overton, Peter Overton, David Padua, Carolyn Page, Charles Page, Susan Page, Loring Palmer, Tony Batchel, Graham Petchy, Pauline Petchy, Jerome Peterson, Renee Pate, Pat Phelan, Brian Power, Larry Prager, Louise Pryor, Britt Pyland, Mary Qualiata, Yvonne Rand, Norman Randolph, Jerry Ray, Carol Raymond, Richard Raymond, Charles Reeder, Eric Remington, Amy Richmond, Lou Richmond, Doug Roberts, Sue Roberts, Fred Roscoe, Nancy Roscoe, Harry Ransom Rose, Paul Rosenblum, Jean Ross, Lolly Rossett, Angie Runyon, Sue Sotermo, Ed Sattison, Elizabeth Sawyer, Ken Sawyer, Jill Shireson, Jane Schneider, Peter Schneider, Kenneth Schnell, Bob Schumann, Holly Schwartz, Mary Lou Schwartz, Charlotte Selver, Helen Seward, Henry Schaefer, Ippo Shaku, Jim Schreiner, Noboru Shimizu, Bill Shurtleff, David Silva, Amy Simpson, Bill Smith, Houston Smith, Gary Snyder, Mary Kate Spencer, John Steiner, Brother David Stendelrast, Jeannie Stern, Norman Stiegelmeyer, Will Stocker, Burton Stone, Eric Storley, Steve Stroud, Taya Strozer, Albert Mickey Stunkert, Jim Sullivan, Kazuaki Tanahashi, Catherine Thanis, Francis Thompson, Steve Tipton, Al Tribe, Fran Tribe, Ted Tripp, Elizabeth Twomey, Helen Twarkoff, Edward Van Tassel, Jack Van Allen, Helen Walker, Betty Warren, Bob Watkins, Sandy Watkins, Judith Weaver, Steve Weintraub, Mel Weitzman, Dan Welsh, Jack Weller, Bill Winner, Philip Whalen, Gerald Wheeler, Stan White, David Whitaker, Wesley Williams, J.J. Wilson, Philip Wilson, Stephen Wiltz, Marion Derby, Wisberg, Daphne Woodall, Tom Wright, and Barbara Young. Throughout the book, I have referred to people by their real names. By necessity, many people who were close to Suzuki were left out, and a few people in the book are, to a small extent, composite characters. Yasuo Suetsune, who represents himself, and Yasumasa Amada in the High Grass Mountain Group. And in part two, George Hagiwara and Bob Halpern, Nils Holm, and me, David Chadwick. Those instances are pointed out in notes to this book on Kuke.com. Contributions of further memories and stories about Shunryu Suzuki lost lecture tapes and transcripts, or financial support to help and continue this archiving work may be sent to Cuke Archives, P.O. Box 151471, San Rafael, California, 94915. Tax-deductible contributions can be made by making a check out to the Pacific Zen Institute, noting for Cuke Archives and sending it to that address, or by going to cuke.com and clicking on the donate button near the top and the bottom of the home page. The epilogue and the back matter that I just read, I didn't attempt to update it. There's too much to do there. And they're followed by a bibliography and a glossary that I did read, but I did not burden you with. The bibliography would have to be updated, and the glossary, I just thought I'd save that for another time. That's a joke, of course. Well, I guess one thing I did update was the how to donate. I'm not going to make any further comments. I could, but I really don't think. I just don't feel like it. Except to say that I've really enjoyed reading the book to you, and I look forward to reading more for you. So until next time, this is DC Poobah of Cuke Audio and Cuke Archives, coming to you from Sleepy Sanur with Doggat Bandita, Feline Cuchita, and dear lovely Katrinka, wishing you and yours and all of us a grand awakening. Well done, Hojo-san. Well done.